tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, as Nathan has mentioned earlier this morning, right here on WYPR. Producer Aaron Henkin and musician Wendell Patrick will unveil their season-opening installment of Out of the Blocks. They're a series that gives us an intimate look into the lives of people who live and work on one specific block in Baltimore. In the past, they've taken us to Greenmount Avenue in Waverly, to Patapsco Avenue in South Baltimore, and right after the unrest in April, they took us to the Penn North intersection. That was the epicenter of much of the violence. Tomorrow, they'll introduce us to folks in the 4700 block of Liberty Heights Avenue in Northwest Baltimore. And this morning, Aaron Henkin and Wendell Patrick join me here in Studio A with a preview. Good to see you both.
Hi, Tom Hall.
Good to see you.
So, Aaron, there was no joy in Mudville when it was announced earlier that the Signal would be on hiatus. Tell us how that's going to work and why that happened. And that's, I guess, happened so that you can concentrate on this series. Huh?
Sure. Yeah. The situation is such that, Wendell and I worked on this Out of the Blocks project, this series, this concept for several years now. It takes us up till now. It takes us about 2 years to get one done because, Wendell is a musician, producer. He's a, he's otherwise employed trying to make ends meet as a creative person here in Baltimore. I had The Signal, which I worked on with Lisa Morgan every week for, and so this always ended up on the back burner. We got a grant, several grants actually, this year, thanks to helpful folks here at the station. And so now, we have, the money to make this happen. And also, importantly, I've set aside The Signal to have the time to make this happen as well.
So you're going to do six episodes all total this season at some point. They'll happen every
We're going to try and knock one out about one every 8 weeks, yeah. Which is a substantial acceleration from one every 2 years.
Yeah. And Wendell, this idea grew out of a project that you did for The Signal. It sounds like you didn't really know what it was going to be like when you embarked on it, but it turned out to be really compelling and really successful.
Yeah, well, the beginnings of this show actually, at least for me, came when Aaron asked me if he could actually use some of my music from my albums for this idea that he had. We didn't know each other well at the time. I had met him a couple of times actually on The Signal. And so we met, and he shared the idea about going to one block, interviewing everybody on the block, and he wanted to use my music. And I thought, said to him, what would be really cool is if I actually scored the whole thing like a film. And so that was really where that began. But yes, I had no idea how broad it would become.
Yeah. Let's listen to a clip. This is a woman named Jean Johnson. Can you tell us a little bit, Aaron, about Jean Johnson?
Sure, yeah. So, on this block, there are people who've been there many, many decades, as well as, very relative newcomers. Jean Johnson has been there, I think, 30 or 40 years. She runs a consignment shop. I won't say too much about it because you're about to hear her, but she's really one of the, she's got a great institutional memory of this place and just a beautiful personality.
All right, here's Jean Johnson.
We have a rack of clothing here, women's clothing, and mainly you have suits and dresses, all colors, all sizes, just a different variety. I'm Jean Johnson, 4734 Liberty Heights Avenue, and I run Repute Neely New Shop. It's a consignment shop, and I sell used clothing for people, and I do a 50-50 split when I sell the merchandise. I take in mostly women's apparel, accessories, hats, clothing, jewelry, pocketbooks. Fashion has always interested me, and I am doing what I enjoy doing. I love what I do. I love opening this door to this shop every morning to come in and to see the customers come in. I enjoy this. This is my calling. Good morning, Repute. Well, good morning, dear heart. How are you doing? You ended up with 20. It was 23, and I gave you a little discount, so you ended up with 20, darling. I'm your girlfriend, and I'm your girlfriend. I close at 4, Charlotte. Did you? All right, baby. Okay. I love you back. All right. Bye, sugar. Bye-bye.
Jean Johnson from Out of the Blocks, which will make its premiere tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock here on WYPR. So, Aaron Henkin, it's a very different relationship when you're doing a project like this and you're taking a lot of time with each of the people that you're speaking with? It's not like the three of us sitting in the studio doing an interview, in quotes.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that clip, I'm glad you chose that because it's a beautiful example of, you know, what can happen if you just spend time with people. I mean, the interview as such, you sort of hear her answering questions that I have asked during the first part of that segment. But really, I think the most sort of beautiful moment is just having the microphone on when she's on the phone with one of her customers. I mean, that's when you really get a sense of being able to, you know, be a fly in the wall and, you know, in one of these spaces on this block.
Let's listen to another clip. This is a gentleman called Youssef. Again, this is from the 4700 block of Liberty Heights Avenue in Northwest.
Youssef Ali from Libby Heights and Gwin Oak. I hustle. I thought I'd be a millionaire by now, long as I've been in the game. But right now, my life is really in shambles, man. I got kid on the way. My life is really wild right now.
How so? Say more about that. Like, what's chaotic about it?
Like, you wouldn't know. I sell narcotics. So, like, right now, I got enemies around.
Talk about how that happens. I mean, how do you make enemies?
I might take something from somebody. I might rob somebody. You think they're going to just lay down and this guy just took my money and I ain't doing nothing to him. I ain't going to do nothing back.
But you feel like it's worth the risk then?
If you got a record like mine, like, the jobs are not hiring. They're looking at your record. Oh, you're the second three-time felon. You can't. Nah, we ain't having that, you know?
So, Wendell Patrick, the music, the score of this is just fantastic. It's so terrific. And as we heard, very different music for Gene Johnson, the mm-hmm. shop owner, and than it was for Youssef Ali. Gene Johnson sort of reminded me of Eric Satie's Hymne au Pays, little piano thing. Yes. Do you aim to sort of have, you know, Wagner called them leitmotifs, sort of, you know, tunes that are associated with each particular individual? How do you approach the challenge of scoring these interviews?
The first thing I do is I go with Aaron when he goes to the block. And so by the time I'm writing the music, I've actually spent a lot of time with all of the subjects as well. And really, you know, during the time I'm down there just talking to them, just watching them move, watching how they interact, I'm already sort of thinking about what to write in terms of the feel. But really, I just try to sort of capture not only the qualities of the person, but also something that will sort of match what it is that they're saying.
And Aaron Hankin, how do you pick the blocks, and mm-hmm. then how do you pick the people you talk to on the blocks?
Right. Well, one, that first question is sort of hard to answer. The second question is very easy to answer.
Because you talk to everybody.
We have to, once we pick a block, the sort of the rules of the game are, you know, our motto is one block, 1 hour radio, everybody's story. So once you pick the block, you're sort of, you know, all in. You know, Wendell and I, we drive around the city a lot, we walk around the city a lot, and we just check in with each other about, oh, have you ever seen this block on Monument Street or Eastern Avenue or Liberty Heights Avenue? And, you know, we pick blocks that are kind of like backbone of Baltimore blocks that are uncelebrated blocks in the sense that, you know, there's nothing on that block that makes them a media darling. There's no great sort of revered cultural institutions per se, according to the mainstream media. And, but they're just, there's just a beautiful ballet of city life happening. People mm-hmm. on the streets, with mom and pop shops, and just kind of unsung quintessential Baltimore blocks.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Aaron Hankin and Wendell Patrick join me in the studio. We're giving a little preview of Out of the Blocks, which will premiere tomorrow afternoon on 88.1 at 1 o'clock. Let's listen now to another clip from the series. This is a gentleman called Anthony Arnold.
Seen it rain this hard in a long time.
Well, I guess God say he gonna bless the earth. Name is Anthony D. Arnold, 4701 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. My story is I'm a former MTA bus driver. I drove for 32 years, been retired for 8 years. I'm enjoying life to the fullest. But I'm a man of modest means. The people that I done came up with died when I was a teenager because they was living that fast life. But more or less it is, hey, I made it through the Richter scale, through that crack. 60 years old, I just turned 60 this year. I'm just getting started. God said he telling the truth. That's why he hit that thunder.
So, Wendell Patrick, as you mentioned, you're with Aaron. Well, you guys are on the block talking to each of these folks. You're also not only getting ideas for sound, for music to accompany these stories, but you're also shooting pictures, and those are on the website as well.
Yes.
Are you looking to do a particular kind of thing with the video and the stills that you're shooting?
You know, I've always been, since I've been doing photography, I've been a huge fan of documentary style photography. And so, what's really great about this show is it gives me an opportunity to do that, and marry it with another art form that, that's also very dear and important to me. So I'm really just trying to sort of capture them in their element. The pictures are, I think, raw and, you know, that basically allow them to tell their story visually and also allow people to match a visual to what they're hearing if they go to the website.
Yeah, so there's an out-of-the-box web page that folks can consult. So, Aaron yes. Henkin, obviously the unrest that happened in April brought to the fore of people's consciousness the tremendous tension between the police and the community, the African-American community in particular. You talked to people in Northwest. What did you learn about that tension? What did you learn about the potential for trust to be rebuilt or built between police and the citizens?
Great question. You know, Wendell and I met a lot of guys, a lot of young guys who are, you know, out on the street doing whatever they're doing, independent entrepreneurs, call them what you will. And I think to a person, they all said basically that, you know, I had asked, I'd say, are you more afraid of like each other or the police? And 201, it became very clear that the relationship with the police is extremely sour. We also met a retired cop, Henry Sorrell. You'll hear him in the show. And he was on the force in that district. That was his beat. He walked that beat in the 60s. He said, we walked the beat because they didn't give us a car. And I asked him if he had any advice for current police officers. He said, get to know your people. So, yeah, you'll hear it referred to. I mean, it's just part of the fabric of any conversation in Baltimore now. And it's part of this episode of Out of the Blocks.
And Wendell Patrick, just a few seconds as we finish up here. Does it take a long time for people to loosen up? I mean, I assume you record hours and hours and hours of tape and then, you know, distill it into this great show. Does it take a while for folks to get into the vibe?
You know, it depends. There are some people that are upfront and really want to participate. There's others that you have to spend some time with in order for them to feel comfortable. But that's just all, you know, a part of the process.
Yeah, well, we look forward to it tomorrow. Aaron Henkin and Wendell Patrick, thanks for your time, you guys, and break a leg with the show.
Thanks so much.
These guys are the creative brain trust behind Out of the Blocks, excuse me, which has its season premiere tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock. It will also be rebroadcast on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock. You can catch it all, as well as any of the other episodes of this terrific series, on WYPR.org/out-of-the-blocks. By the way, one more program note, while we're at it, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock here on 88.1, please join me for the October edition of Choral Arts Classics. My guest will be the internationally acclaimed soprano, Huna Yu. Gentlemen, thanks again. I'm Tom Hall. It's Maryland Morning. Stay with us.